There's a writer I edit from time to time, a writer who shall remain nameless, who, whenever he feels like, will shift into the first person. Doesn't matter if it's in the middle of a 1,500-word article that was in the third person for the first 700 or 800 words. Out of the blue, this guy just starts talking about himself. He's not a columnist, he's not an essayist, he's not a public official or a celebrity or even a noted expert on the subject he writes about. To the reader, he's nobody. He just doesn't know it. Knowing when to use the first person, that is, writing from your own perspective using the words I and me, or even we and us, can be tricky. A lot of people think the first person should be avoided at all times. Others, like our writer friend, think it's a tool they can whip out any time they feel like talking about themselves. The truth, of course, lies somewhere in the middle. And finding that truth starts with a simple principle. Think of the reader. To readers, a writer like Dave Barry or Thomas Friedman or Ann Landers, or insert your favorite living or dead columnist here, is someone whose individual perspective is relevant to whatever they're writing about. An expert on, say, housing markets, who writes an opinion piece for a major news organization, is different from a reporter who covers housing markets. The expert has some credentials that make his first-person take potentially noteworthy to readers, whereas the reporter is usually just the person who retrieves the information. So the question of when first-person pronouns are appropriate often boils down to the question, who are you to the reader? And no, this doesn't mean that only famous people or experts people already know are the only people who can speak in the first person. It just means that if the reader doesn't know the writer already, there has to be some sort of introduction. In news media, this often takes the form of a little blurb at the end of a written work, like, John Doe is a 30-year resident of Santa Monica. And that little blurb always hits on why the writer's experience or opinion is relevant to the topic at hand. So if the topic is business development in Santa Monica, a reader may care about the experience or ideas of a 30-year resident of that city. But if the topic is, say, nutrition, being a Santa Monica resident doesn't make anyone likely to care what you have to say. When it comes to personal essays, well, anyone can write those in the first person. But again, the reader has a right to some basic idea of who the pronouns I and me refer to. For example, in news media, you sometimes come across pieces under the heading Reporter's Notebook. This tells the reader, one of your trusty servants is going to speak about his or her own personal experience now. Read on if you want to hear more from this person, and don't if you don't. Obviously, the first person is very informal. In academic papers, published research, and the like, it's pretty rare because what matters is the information itself, not the person who gathered it. But even here you'll find exceptions. For example, a published medical study might from time to time refer to the researchers as we, but if you pay careful attention, you'll see that this we is never used unless the people it refers to have been introduced somehow to the reader, like, this study was conducted by a group of genome researchers from the University of California at Los Angeles. Though it's more common to insert the first person where it's not appropriate, I've seen writers go too far to the opposite extreme. For example, once in a while you'll read an article based on a celebrity interview that says something like, on a recent Sunday, Justin Bieber took a visitor for a ride in his new sports car. And it doesn't take long to figure out that the visitor in question is the person writing the article. This avoidance of the first person can sometimes go to silly extremes. And when it starts to stick out like a sore thumb, you know it would have been better to just set up the whole piece in the first person. The important thing, as always, is to keep the reader in mind. If there's a reason he might care who you are or what you think, saw, or did, by all means, use the first person pronouns I and me to tell him so. Otherwise, don't.